Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you.
Let's do an unofficial survey. Have you come in contact or have seen a bear this year? They're all over, and they're places you wouldn't expect to see them. Like, they're venturing out.
Like the DMV.
I was going to say the DMV.
Connecticut Deep announced that they have received an unprecedented number of complaints and requests for help regarding bears.
Help! This one now.
Through July 8th, the department had received 25 reports of bears entering homes.
Oh my God.
So they find that key under the mat.
So I'm reading this line and I say 25, but I'm like, that's not a lot. I saw one. I didn't report it.
Yeah.
And then entering homes.
See, that sticks out right there.
Oh, hell no.
Yep.
It's on track to triple the average number of home entries.
Do you get charged for that, like breaking and entering for a bear?
Some of the interactions have been serious.
Oh, boy.
Like, there's no Jesus in here.
With some bears entering homes and severely injuring both leashed and unleashed dogs.
Whoa. Oh, no.
Right. And then taking the cash, right? And then taking the cash and the jewelry and walking out. Yep. It's the worst.
Why would they go in the house? They have to be starving.
Are they hunting for the dogs? Like,
no.
They see it in the window? Like, ooh.
I'm thinking they just come into the house.
It's not a lot of reports of bears eating dogs.
Well, you figure there's AC in the house. The bear's like, oh, it's nice and cool in the house. And go inside.
Yeah, I got the stupid jacket
I'm
can't
hot.
Take
yeah,
off.
Yeah, exactly right.
That dog's barking at me.
Yeah.
I'm going in.
That's it. Well, they have a flat screen. 72-inch, real cool.
Quote, black bears should never be fed, either intentionally or unintentionally. This is from Deep. Bears that are attracted to homes by easily accessible foods, lose their fear of humans.
So what are you supposed to do? Like, imagine you just encounter a bear in your kitchen. Like, what are you supposed to do?
Well, offer a sandwich, first of all, or something to drink.
If I'm a bear, I want a muffin or a grilled cheese sandwich with mustard.
Yeah, definitely a grilled cheese sandwich with mustard, right. The Chaz bear, yes. Yep.
And they're always going through the garbage.
Yeah.
Well, the food's in there. That's why.
Well, bad food's in there.
Exactly, but they eat bad food.
If they go in the house, it has to be windows open, screen, and you're cooking.
You think?
Right?
Yeah.
Something's drawing it.
Yeah.
Like, you're not, bears don't get to just walk around and say, I picked this house. That house looks like they have good muffins.
Exactly, right.
You know?
Yeah.
Someone's bacon.
I like the whole aesthetic feel of this house over here. I'm going to try this one over here. I said gut feeling. Gut feeling on this one.
Is that cast iron cornbread that I smell?
Oh, my God. Is that a freshly baked pie in the windowsill?
Do I smell chicken?
I got sautéed onions and garlic over here. Guys, I think we got a sauce coming.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hot dogs. We got hot dogs.
Hot dogs, hot dogs, hot dogs, hot dogs.
Hot dogs, hot dogs.
So they have some, stuff musical. On the list here. Let's, this is stuff that you could do to kind of keep bears away from your house.
Lock the door.
All right. Ashley, you want to tell us what you would do?
To keep bears away from my house, I would tightly secure all garbage cans.
Okay, that's one.
Okay. I would bring all pets inside.
Why you live out most of the time?
That's all I got.
Yeah. Never feed the bears. Do not feed birds in the spring, starting in late March, summer, and early fall. So just basically don't feed birds unless it's winter. Clean up spilled seed on the ground.
Because they love those bird feeders.
Oh, my God,
don't climb a pole. They will shimmy up a pole. AJ could not climb a rope in gym class.
No, I could not.
These bears would embarrass him.
Oh, I know that. But they have, bear claws.
Store garbage in secure, airtight containers inside a garage or storage area.
That's an idea. Take it out late, like as the garbage man is pulling up.
Well, they do say that. Put the garbage out in the morning, not at night.
Yeah.
Which, hey, I'm leaving in the middle of the night.
Exactly.
Yeah. My garbage goes out Monday for Tuesday.
Yep, same.
I usually put mine out right before I leave for work.
Oh, really?
See, mine goes out like 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah. Mine are going out when I get home on Monday.
Mm.
So they're out there for almost 24 hours.
It's a fun game when there's a surprise bag of mulch that you can't get the garbage bin over. It's like, why won't this move?
Uncle Chris has this whole contraption set up for his garbage cans. They're under his deck outside.
Yeah.
So he has this giant rock and all these bungee cords.
Oh, wow.
Well, raccoons will get right through the bungee cords. They don't care.
Yeah, they'll go right through it.
It's the rock that stops them.
Yeah.
Usually in the head.
Do not store leftover bird seed or recyclables in a porch or screened sunroom, as bears can smell these items and will rip the screens to get them.
Damn.
Supervise dogs at all time when outside. Keep dogs on a short leash when walking or hiking. A roaming dog might be perceived as a threat to a bear or its cubs. Do not leave pet food outdoors or pets outside or feed pets outside. Jesus.
Right. None of that.
Use electric fencing to protect beehives, crops, berry bushes, chickens, and other livestock.
Berry bushes.
Berry bushes are the last concern of mine.
Like, I think really... of that like as a cartoon, but I guess that's real.
Yeah, they can take the berries.
Eat the berry bush, yeah.
Because most bears don't really eat meat in this area, right? They're like, just take whatever they got.
Chaz had the neighbor across the street that ate the chicken.
Right next door to me.
Ate the chicken.
I'm outside, all of a sudden I hear gunshots and screams. I'm like, okay.
Bad neighborhood. Gotta move.
Oh, God. Do you run towards that or do you run away from that?
I just stood in place.
Let's see what happens right. In the next 30, 40 seconds.
Yeah, let me let this play out for a few seconds.
Right. Do I return fire or what?
It turns out that the chicken was eaten by a bear. A bear walked into the yard. So Mike is having this moment where it's a real family moment. They're taking the training wheels off the kid's bike.
Oh, no.
They're all out there.
Oh, my God.
Imagine that kid. Like, yep. Okay, I got this.
Yeah, big moment of life.
Check it out. Down. Go.
Right. That kid hasn't come back yet. He's still riding the bicycle.
That kid will always remember the day the training wheels came off.
And
a bear came out, ate my chicken, and my dad started firing.
And all the kids are going to go, BS, amazing story.
That's the title of his autobiography, The Day the Training Wheels Came Off.
Yeah, really.
Mike just texted me, rest in peace, Larry.
Oh, Larry.
Larry the chicken. Right,
the chicken
that was it.
Was Larry.
Yeah. Larry was lunch.
Mike, we miss you in the neighborhood. Mike moved.
Oh,
well,
Mike.
Yeah. Bears are eating his chickens.
Yeah, right. Why would he stay around there?
Exactly.
The bears were not friendly.
If there was a reason to leave, yeah. I had to shoot at a bear as I'm taking my kids' training wheels off because he ate my chicken.
Yeah.
I'd be like, yep.
I mean, he hit the bear a couple times, so the bear was like, okay, I'm going to go in the woods now, but fine.
Right.
Jerk.
Really?
And then that bear came back.
Yeah.
With a bigger gun.
Black bears are opportunistic eaters. Most of their diet consists of grasses, roots, berries, and insects.
And occasional chicken.
And Larry.
Right.
Oh, Larry.
Poor Larry.
And chickens with male names.
Keep barbecue grills clean.
Yes.
I do not do that.
Yeah, do I.
We don't either.
I have
I
one on a deck.
Yeah, do I.
Where I can't get to.
I have neighbors show up.
And then I have one on the patio, which it would be able to...
Dissemble quickly.
Go for a swim.
Right.
Enjoy the furniture.
It's a nice place for
bear. Open up the umbrella.
Exactly, right.
Sit near a little campfire.
Nice.
Avoid placing meat scraps or sweet foods, such as fruits and fruit peels, in compost piles.
Put it in your neighbor's yard instead.
Oh, right over the fence.
Right. Mike said when he shot that bear, it ran over into my yard.
Oh, really?
Yeah, ran up the hill.
I went, Chess! Dude, help, man!
Help me!
Help!
Mike's gone crazy!
It was actually McGilla.
Bear encounters. John in Canton.
Yellow.
Hello.
Yellow.
Blue.
Yeah, so my girlfriend pretty much lives up there, and the way her house is set up with giant windows, like pretty much as tall as you are.
Nice.
And the cat has a little thing where it sits there, and I'm waking up one morning to get to work.
Oh, my God, for a bear that's like walking by a bakery.
Exactly.
Ooh, look at that cake in the window.
There's a roll. It's a meatloaf right now. It's a pancake.
And yeah. It's kitty cake.
I don't see it at first. Yeah, I don't see it at first. And then I look out the window, and there's just garbage all over the yard. And the bear... look out, the bear starts walking by, and it's probably like a foot away, like just literally through the glass, like a foot away from me.
Oh, wow.
Hello.
Hey, and do you guys meet, do you meet eyes?
What was that?
Do you meet eyes? Do your eyes meet?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Right.
And they're all over up there, though. Even yesterday, I was on my way to work, and one almost literally walked into the road as I'm driving.
Yeah, like ask for a ride.
They got cute little noses, though.
No, in a different world, if we could communicate with them, it would be great to have them as pets.
Exactly. You know? Mm. Yeah.
Bear hug.
Yeah. Right. Bear hug.
Right.
Bear rug to lay on.
Right. Here, can you lay down so I can lay down on you near the fire?
And do me a favor, open your mouth. Leave your mouth open like, ah.
Right.
You know, and put all your paws in different directions.
Here, go stand in the corner and just stay in one position.
Exactly. Hold my cigars.
We're having guests over.
Hold my cigars. No, hold these coats. Hold these coats.
Here, wear this Mountie hat.
Stay on this log for about 15 years.
Yeah, here, wait. Can you do the Karate Kid pose?
That'd be awesome.
That
yes.
would be great.
Yeah, I want the flying crane. Right.
Let's play patty cake.
Right. Yeah, but the first pipe, I boom, push into the wall.
Wow. That's, you know, I ran into a bear recently, and it's weird when they're that close for the first time. I think now I'd be a little bit more calm, but when I saw that thing like 20 feet away,
yeah,
my heart rate went up.
Of course.
I am no astronaut.
Yeah, my pants be full.
Yeah. But we looked at each other, and he stopped, or she, and we looked at each other and just stood still for a second, and then he's like, you good? I'm like, I'm good. All right. And then he just kept walking. I'm
like,
all right.
The bear's like, is that Chaz? I love the show. Dude, I listen every morning on the way to work. Yeah. Thank you, man.
I was thinking, how fast can I get that chainsaw started?
Right.
Right, that'll be the time. Like, hold on, bear. Wait right there. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it. Wait. Damn it. I flooded it. Here, let me grab the other one.
Bear's like, I can't believe this. Really? Really? We got all this time.
All right, John. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Billy?
Billy
the bear?
Oh. Yeah, Billy the Bear, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
Where are you from?
I had a bear encounter.
Where you? You had a bear encounter.
I'm from I saw myself in the mirror this morning. I'm from Glastonbury.
Glastonbury.
I get it.
Glastonbury, hello?
Glastonbury.
A little bear humor. Sorry, I'm in my bare feet right now. Yeah, how you doing?
Okay. Do you know where Glastonbury is on the map?
No, I just kind of follow the bear feces on the way over there. You know, most of my friends are kind of regular, so I just, you know, I know there's Bill's poop over there. I just kind of follow the trail, and they're around Glastonbury. Yep.
All right. Is there anything you want to say to us?
I guess
people?
I guess all the bears are named Bill,
you guys,
huh?
Exactly right. Yeah,
that's
well,
right.
Bill and Bear, you know, there's me.
Yeah,
well,
everyone's
well, they
last
call me...
name is Bear. That's a confusing cul-de-sac or development to deliver mail in.
Bear.
Right,
bear,
well, bear, see, I'm Billy with a Y. He's Billy with an I-E at the end of the name, so that's how he was distinguished. Yes, he's Billy Bear. I'm Billy, but yes, exactly, yeah. I have a mess with humans. Here's an idea. Get some better food in your house, for Christ's sake. That'd be nice for one thing, and also make it easier for us to get in the damn house.
Right.
You know, I got to go through all these stupid, like, I have to go through your screen, I have to go open all these things. If you leave everything nice and easy for me to get to, then I'm not going to cause any, then you guys all go mad at me, all pissed at me because I broke things. Well, you made it easier for the damn bear. I wouldn't have to break all your stuff, so use your head, you stupid human.
You know, that's something I hadn't considered.
Right. Make it easy for
you. Exactly. I can be in and out like a fat ant. You know what I'm saying?
Mr. Bear, have you ever visited Mike?
Oh, Mike's got the best chicken, man. Oh, God. Oh, finger looking good. I mean, the KFC, Mike's got nothing on them, for God's sake.
Wait, Mike's nothing on KFC.
Oh, yeah, no, Mike goes right past.
You mean KFC's got nothing
mirror.
On Mike?
Exactly. Oh, no bear. I just woke up, for Christ's sake. I was on the sleep all year.
All right.
I didn't have my bear coffee yet.
Okay,
you
the
didn't
bear
sleep
coffee.
Enough during hibernation?
Exactly. Well, you know, you kept making noise, Goose Boy. Relax.
How do you know that that's Goose Boy?
Well, you know, I'm actually friends with a couple of geese over there, the French guys, and they keep on talking about this one guy.
The French guys, not the Canadian ones. The French guys.
I don't know. Yeah, my friend Guy and Pierre, they talk about how this dad threw an apple at him in the head and everything else. You know,
how are you talking on a phone right now?
Oh, well, you know, most bears have iPhones, you know, because they make it nice for me. If you get Apple, you know, we like apples, so therefore we get a phone.
Okay.
Pretty simple, yeah.
All right, well, be careful out there, especially if you're going over to Mike's house.
You know, it sucks, the roaming charges. I tell you that much.
The worst on the job mistake you can make in a second. First, it's coming.
What's
and
coming?
We're not talking about the Bears. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Have you filled out your census?
Haven't come to my census.
I have not.
I have not either.
And if you have not, expect a knock on the door.
Ooh.
That's okay.
Oh, wow, they're here right now.
No one's home at all.
Thousands of census takers are about to begin the most labor-intensive part of America's once-a-decade headcount, visiting 56 million households that have not yet responded to the 2020 questionnaire. Oh. The visits kick off today, and they'll be going to other states next week. They're going to make their way over to us, so expect people, strangers in your neighborhood with clipboards knocking on the door.
Oh, I never answer
it. It only takes a couple minutes to do. They're going to be visiting pharmacies and grocery stores. It is very important to participate.
Gotcha.
Just warning you.
Thank you.
Stranger
appreciate
on
that.
Your property.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
good
we could
know.
Kill two birds with one stone. You get the bears to do the census.
Exactly.
Put them to work. They can get food. They're not going to, you know.
Right. They leave for 10 years again.
You don't have to let those people in, though. You aren't uncomfortable.
No, and they're saying that these census workers will, one, be traveling with masks and hand sanitizer, and two, will not come into your house even if you invite them to. This
really?
Is the new coronavirus protocol.
Gotcha.
This should have already been done and behind us, but coronavirus slowed it all down. So
the whole pandemic thing. Yes.
There are always scammers out there, so if they say to come in, don't let them in.
The worst on-the-job mistake you can make is not calling call before you dig, all right? We've all heard the stories. We did a phone subject a few weeks ago, and it was like at-work mistakes.
Yeah.
And we've had so many people call in like, yeah, we didn't call before you dig, and we dug up an electric wire.
Or a gas line.
Gas line.
Yep, most of us are going.
On the phone now to talk about it with us, Tom Bashaw. Manager of field operations for Iroquois Pipeline Operating Company, but you also work with Call Before You Dig?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, I serve as president of the board of directors.
Wow.
No, okay.
Mr. President, how are you?
Give us a couple of stories of, you know, when someone didn't call and what happened.
Idiots, basically, yes.
Yeah. Unfortunately, as much as we try to educate people on this, there's still people that are somewhat negligent and a little careless about the way they do their safe digging practices.
You know what I was most interested in is the building that housed the River Restaurant Derby exploded.
Yeah.
That was December 6, 1985. And I was supposed to be in that building at the time playing a Christmas party for Team Incorporated.
Yeah, you and your brother.
And six people died.
That
actually was on a Friday evening, I believe, in December. And that evening, as you said, they had there were two Christmas parties scheduled. And I think they said there was probably expected to be about 800 people there.
Oof!
Can you imagine?
Oh my God!
Can you imagine?
Disaster.
Six is a horrible tragedy.
Exactly.
But it could have been worse. What happened there?
From what the NTSB found when they did their investigation was a contractor was digging, excavating out in the street to do work on a sewer line. And at some point, they're not exactly sure what, but it appears that he hit a gas utility line. That was the line was about 87 years old, I believe, a cast iron gas main. And they breached the main, and there's conflicting stories as to whether they actually knew they did it or they didn't know that they actually breached it. But anyway, nobody notified anyone. And what happened, the result was, I guess some of the restaurant workers started smelling gas in the afternoon. Unfortunately, nobody notified 911 or called the utility company. And, you know, the explosion is a result of that. So
yeah.
Wow.
That building, after the explosion, sank down a floor.
Oh, really?
Into
oh
the basement.
God.
So the first floor was in the basement. The people who were in the bar, there was about a foot left of the front window just above the sidewalk, and they had to squeeze their way out.
Oh, thank God they were alive to get out.
Unbelievable. The woman that I spoke to hours earlier was one of the six who didn't make it.
That's a shame.
Yeah. Horrible. And that could have been avoided by just making the right phone
exactly
call.
Exactly right. Think, yeah. Folks, think.
And then what about this farmlands of eastern Connecticut in the late 1990s?
Yeah, there was actually what it was. And believe it or not, this isn't really uncommon, especially with agricultural, because many farmers do a lot of excavating and things like that. But what happened was he had a horse that passed away. And so he went out in the back part of his farm to dig a grave to bury his horse. And being a farmer, he's out working on his property, tilling the land and doing that. So he didn't even think of, you know, the fact that he was going to bury his horse would
You don't think if you have vast farmland, you need to make a phone call.
Exactly right. You think I'm good over here.
You just think it's a giant field. What could possibly be in it?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess he was out there digging and, luckily the utility company had a helicopter that was patrolling and they saw him out there. The helicopter landed and let him know about it. And the interesting thing about it is that that farmer calls once a year just to notify the call center that he's going to be doing work out there and that he's aware that there's utilities on his property. So.
Gotcha.
I have that it was some kind of a, is this the one that was buried communications cable carrying strategic national air defense info?
Oh.
Yes, it was.
That's why. Can you imagine
it's
digging into your property and you hear a noise, you look up at the helicopter?
Yeah.
And people... Okay, stop digging right now. And then a black SUV pulls up.
Exactly. Guys with glasses and black suits get out.
Yep, right.
Yep. Come with us, sir.
That would have been an expensive dig.
Yes,
right?
It would have. Yes. To everybody.
Let's go with, we have call before you dig on him. We're talking about folks who didn't call before you dig. St. Joseph's College.
Yeah, that was one where this was back, it's around 2015 or so. They were preparing for graduation ceremonies, and they were going to be outdoors. And so they hired a contractor hired a tent rental company to come in and install big canopy tents. And they were banging in the tent stakes, metal tent stake posts, drove one right through a gas line that was a feed to one of the buildings there.
Wow.
Well, you know,
so there were no injuries,
fire.
But
yeah, they got lucky.
They did.
Yeah, they got lucky.
Could you imagine? Could you imagine? And I see that a lot. Like, right. I go to fairs or whatever, and there's the spikes right into the pavement.
I would never
holding
think
the
that,
tents
would,
up.
Right. That would be an issue.
You wouldn't think they'd put pavement on top of utility lines.
You go to hit that stake one more time, and where did these come from? I heard a big boom.
Well, you don't think about calling them call before you dig.
Especially when you're just driving a stake into the ground.
Right.
How screwed do you get if you don't call and then you hit something?
You could be very screwed.
There's dead. That would be top level.
Yeah, right.
Killing other people.
Right.
Second tier.
Yeah.
But right up there.
What's third
one? Yeah, you're going to pay a stiff fine. You can pay up to $40,000 for a single violation in Connecticut.
Do you also have, do you have to pay the fine and what it costs for the repairs?
Yeah. Yep.
Whoa.
It's a lot of money.
Say, for instance, we were discussing the transatlantic cable that was broke. The downtime on those can be extremely costly. You could basically put a contractor out of business. I don't even think you could have insurance that might cover something like that.
Right.
I'm guessing not.
That is nuts. Yep. You know, something people don't think about, and luckily I had people on my project that thought about it, was when you're pulling up tree stumps.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay, because those roots will grab around things.
Yeah.
And even if you're a few feet off,
I would have never
thought
of that.
You could just pull something up. So when you're stumping, and whether it be you're pulling the stump out or you're stump grinding, you have to know if something's down there because it could be fatal. And my experience with call before you dig is you call them, they take the info, and the utilities, there's a, they'll ask you, what do you think is down there? Well, there's electric, underground electric, and cable television and whatever.
Plumbing them.
They all come out within how many hours? It seemed like they were out there in 8 hours, but they're out there within 24, 48 hours, right?
Yeah, 48 hours.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, that's the maximum. So, in other words, when you call in, the utility has 2 full working days to respond to your request.
Yeah.
So, but a lot of times, I mean, they could be out there the same day, the next day.
Yeah, I called them at 3 one day, and then I rolled down the driveway about 11:30, 12 the next day. Everything was marked.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's not going to slow the job down. You save lives. You save a ton of money.
Right.
It's and it's easy to do. You're on the phone for literally like a minute.
Okay, that's cool.
It's a win-win.
It's not a big, long process.
Yeah.
So. Good stuff.
Yeah, we even have, we're actually up to about 80% of the ticket requests we receive now are through the internet. So people do them on their cell phones, on their computers.
Oh, wow.
And when you do that, you get an email confirmation immediately.
It's like Amazon.
All the utilities and,
thanks for the order.
It's all the utilities in the area. And so it's really convenient and easy to use.
So you got to scratch your head when it's like, why isn't everyone doing this?
Yeah.
Right?
It's so simple.
Yeah, it's very simple. But thanks for coming on. Thanks for what you do. Thanks for supporting Stand Up for Veterans, too. We appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're happy to do it.
All right, Tom, we're going to go. Call before you dig. We're linked up at the radio station, and it's 1-800-CALL-BEFORE-YOU-DIG, right? Is that the number?
You could just dial 811.
That makes it a lot easier.
Oh, much simpler, yeah. See, it's even simpler now.
811.
811.
811. It's like 911, but one less. Right. Right. Instead of 911, you go one less. 811. Because you're really one step away from 911. If you don't call 811, your next one is going to be 911.
You just 711 when you call.
That should be a slogan.
Yes, yeah. 711. Yes.
Seagull attacks Big Mac. Man attacks Seagull.
Justified.
Sounds right to me.
Justified.
He was arrested.
Really? But the thing took his Big Mac. Shouldn't they have been arrested?
It didn't take it.
Oh. It attacked it.
It sullied it.
Oh.
It ruined it.
Oh, no.
A man in England was arrested after biting a fearless seagull that had tried to steal his Big Mac.
Excuse me?
Yep. I say you're trying to steal my Big Mac. I do not like that, sir. I said good day, sir. Chomp.
Chomp.
Chomp, chomp, chomp. I am the heavyweight chump, chump.
What part of the bird did he get?
The 26-year-old man said he sunk his teeth into it before throwing it on the floor.
Oh. See, it wasn't bad.
Wow.
That's bad enough. You bite the thing and you throw it on the floor. Come on.
That's how you get bird flu.
Exactly. Right, right. And poo in your mouth.
But what if it tastes good?
Oh.
Then it'll be on McDonald's menu.
That's
definitely
right.
Does not.
Try the newest seagull sandwich. Only McDonald's.
The McGull.
Right.
Officers had seen the incident, immediately went over. The man told police officers he was, quote, under the influence of drugs.
Oh, well, see, okay. That'll do it.
I thought the seagulls were, like, protected or something.
I'm right.
Like, what is happening?
So, actually, that guy was seeing the seagulls a hot apple pie.
When you do something where you have to tell cops, well, I'm on drugs,
yeah,
to make it seem better.
Yeah,
it's
pretty
not
bad.
Good.
Yeah, no.
Pretty bad.
Yeah,
right.
No, oh, don't worry, I'm not crazy.
No, I'm still
I'm
drugs.
On drugs.
I'm out of my mind on drugs right now. It's okay.
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah, I did coke. I pot in my system the whole 9 years. Meth, still in here.
Who would just bite a seagull? Come on, I mean, not this guy.
I mean,
not
obviously, a guy on drugs would do that, which I am. Actually,
those things are ferocious.
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah? Yeah, like you're, yeah, and don't know.
With seagulls?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Well, I know they jump on that French fry big time, and they'll fight each other for it.
That should be a bit. We should put someone in a French fry suit.
Go for it.
I saw a bald man at a beach get attacked top of his head.
They thought it was an egg?
It was shiny.
I'm thinking, yeah.
So what does that mean?
It was
they
shiny.
Like shiny things.
Right.
They're circling overhead and they're looking for anything, right? So like, you know, a chip bag has the foil inside.
Look at that poached
egg. So that's what
egg.
They look for.
Right.
This is what we were told after the... It dove directly into his skull.
Did you hear kook?
Oh, he was bleeding. It was so bad.
That's funny.
I know what
it was not funny at the time. It was horrifying.
They
he was
grabbed...
just sitting there like reading a paper, like listening to the Yankee game at the beach. And then all of a sudden it's like, ah! Blood like coming down on his shoulder. Oh, and
wear
like,
a hat next time.
It was like dripping down his chest and his back. Like it attacked him like right on the crown of his head.
Wow. Oh. He crowned him.
Oh, that bird was surprised.
Yep.
We were like, what happened? Like, what was going on? Was there food? He was like, no. And then someone was like, yeah, the sun was reflecting off your head, man. He must have seen the light.
I think the big story.
Birds love shiny things.
The big story here is that Phil was on a beach.
Right.
That is the headline.
Yeah.
I didn't know they liked shiny things.
I had no idea, yeah.
I don't know. This is what some random Yahoo on the beach said. I have no idea who this person was. But that, that's
wow.
I swear it dove out of nowhere and attacked his head. Maybe there was a bug on there that it saw. I have no idea.
No, they really do. All birds love shiny things.
Maybe he thought it was a bald eagle.
Maybe he thought it was an egg. Right. I'm going with that.
Exactly right. Biggest egg I've ever seen, ever.
Wow.
It was fried already.
Males often build impressive twig structures and then decorate them with shiny objects that have been collected to attract female mates.
Oh, she's like, oh, I'm going to get chicks with this one.
Same with women. Yeah. Here, I've got some jewelry over here.
Oh, that is the coolest shiny object.
Oh, dude, I'm getting so many chicks with this
bling.
One.
Bling.
Yeah.
Oh, that had to hurt the bird, too.
Yeah.
Donk.
The beak was all the way back in the back of its skull.
Yeah, it's all bent now. Yeah. They call it bendy beak.
In the project house, it has a lot of windows, and every now and then I'll get there and I'll see the dust imprint of a bird on the window. Like, you know, it was trying to fly through.
Yeah.
And it was just like, bonk.
Poor thing.
Right. And it's just like whatever dust it had on its feathers just imprinted. And you could see the wing. You could, like, really make out the outline of the bird.
Like an angel.
And, a couple days ago, I have the door open and I hear bong against the window. It falls on the deck and then it gets up on the railing and I can see it has little birds going around its head.
Were there little humans around them?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. There is outrage over conditions at a local state park, Wadsworth Falls in Middletown, which until yesterday I never heard of.
Had no idea.
But it's growing in popularity because of coronavirus. People are coming in from all over.
They're flocking to Wadsworth.
The problem is the people are coming in, but the garbage is not going out with them.
Uh-huh. Mm.
Shame. Yes. Shame.
Toss your trash, for God's sake.
They are leaving garbage everywhere.
Yeah. Pigs.
Pigs, I tell you, pigs.
Yeah, pigs. I'm telling you, pigs.
Because they're leaving garbage, and then they're urinating and pooping in the woods.
Oh, different kind of Wadsworth.
Another problem is the swimming area is closed, so they're swimming in a nearby river.
Oh, see, you're not supposed to do that.
See? Michael Pasquale is on. Are you a neighbor who goes to the park?
I live locally.
Gotcha. Okay.
The park, the falls are in Middlefield. I live in Durham.
Okay. And you go to the park?
Yes.
All right. What's been happening?
Pretty much exactly what you just described. People are just going there and destroying the place. They're just leaving their trash in huge amounts everywhere.
Huge amounts. There.
So you just kind of walk through the park and it's like a whole bunch of like just garbage strewn everywhere.
Right, AJ. That's how it looks.
I was trying
people
to paint
the leave garbage behind, right. So there's garbage.
I thought they hit it behind a bush or something like that.
Wait,
you know?
Let me figure this one out. People are leaving garbage behind, so that would be garbage in the park.
Well, they could put it like in the trees and stuff like that.
Right.
You know, so I'm just going
painting
a picture here.
Right. Yeah. They could hide it under rocks.
Exactly. Right. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Under a squirrel, stuff like that.
There you go.
Yep.
Have you seen human poop in the woods?
Yes. We actually formed a group, Friends of Wadsworth. I believe there's over 300 in the group now.
Is there a Facebook page?
The anti-poop group. Yes.
Yes, there is. You'll see Friends of Wadsworth on Facebook.
Okay, and is there pictures of human feces?
Lots of pictures.
Really?
Oh, Ashley's on her way right now.
Poop fest, there you go.
Wow, poop-a-palooza.
Yeah, I'll know when she gags all of a sudden.
All right, so there's trash everywhere, and so you're posting these pictures. Good for you. Good for you.
We went down probably about a month or so ago, maybe a dozen of us, the first time we went down to do a cleanup. And we probably removed about 8 leaf bags full of trash.
8?
Oh, my God. You're picking up the poop?
Unfortunately, yes.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, with a shovel.
I thought it was a log at first.
Yes, everyone's wearing gloves, masks, those grabbed arms to pick stuff up.
Yep.
This is unreal.
It's just disgusting.
Wait, did you say rabbit arms?
Yeah, what's that?
No, the grab.
Like, oh.
Oh.
That's like rabbit arms.
I know.
Like, I never heard of that.
Leaving the arm of the rabbit.
Have small arms, man. Like a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Wow. What's the weirdest piece of trash you've seen or picked up?
Probably the poop and tampons are the worst.
Gotcha. Tampons. Oh, yeah. Unbelievable.
Ladies.
Yeah, that gets the dam and stops all the water from flowing.
So I'm thinking poop,
diapers.
And, you know, they don't leave the clean ones behind.
No, of course not.
Dirty diapers, cans, bottles, food wrappers, right. Like takeout bags, plastic coffee cups.
Paper cups.
Let's see, napkins.
Straws.
Right.
Sporks. That's the worst tip on a spork.
That kind of stuff, like half-eaten food, beer bottles, cans, nips. What else would be in
hopefully don't drug paraphernalia, like hypodermic needles.
Like a broken yard chair or something, you know? They bring the chair, then it snaps, and then they're like, I'm leaving this behind.
Half a Frisbee. Yep.
You'll see some crazy stuff in the pictures. You'll see where they've actually taken little tables, brought them into the water, set up a hookah pipe on there and a couple of chairs, and they sit around smoking a hookah.
Oh.
Wow.
So you got hookahs in the park, huh?
Ashley's trying to find the Facebook page.
What's the Facebook page? The only one I can find is Wadsworth Falls State Park.
It should be Friends of Wadsworth.
Friends
of Wadsworth.
Right. Tap that in carefully. It'd be a totally different page.
And I know, you know, Deep has been on this. They go, they clean up, and then an hour later they come back, and it's a mess again.
That's the thing. If no one in authority can stay there, it won't change. It's to the point now where we've started a petition yesterday, and there's already a few hundred signatures on it to close it temporarily until we can figure out how we can change it.
Is it out-of-state people, local people? Who's doing this?
A lot of out-of-state. You'll see in the morning, if you go there around 10:30 or so, they start piling in. And typical day, half to three-quarters of the plates are out-of-state.
Wow. Yeah. We're getting that in Southbury at one park.
You need vigilantes.
Out-of-state people in their slums.
We don't have an issue with anybody coming from out-of-state. It's a
right.
State park. Anybody's welcome.
Yeah.
It's just... You need park like it deserves to be treated.
You need park vigilantes. Yeah. Little vigilante groups, you know?
Yeah.
Little what?
Vigilante groups.
He is one.
That's what this is.
Yeah. I'm just saying you patrol on a regular basis. Like, you'll have, like, shifts, like police officers.
No, you need to put these people up in trees with slingshots.
There you go. See? Oh, the sniper patrol.
Right as they pull their pants down.
With walnuts or Brazil nuts. That hurts even worse.
Yeah, you need ninja squirrels.
Exactly right. Trained.
Attack them, bite their ankles.
Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. Well, good for you, Michael, for being someone who doesn't just complain, but tries to find a solution
and then complain.
This is quite literally been going on for a decade.
Wow.
So, but for the people, in
way worse now, right?
The power to change this, like the DEP. You know, what's the excuse? You can't tell me it's the coronavirus because this has been going on for a decade.
Right.
So why is it allowed to? And people have complained. We found Facebook posts from 7 years ago about people complaining about it. So, and every time people have complained over the years, they've been notified. So what's the excuse?
I don't think they could put a person in every park, right? And unless you have someone standing there saying, hey, pick that up.
Right.
Exactly. I'm sure it's
like hiring a full-time mommy. We have that in our kitchen. I think every business has that, where the person thinks someone else is going to wash this or someone's going to put this away.
They just walk away from it.
And I guarantee you, if you walk into their house, that's how their house is. They just put stuff everywhere. There's cups, a bowl of cereal with mold in it from like 8 weeks ago on the coffee table.
It's super clean. They get their dirtiness out here.
There's a sign right over the sink in the kitchen. Wash your own stuff. There's stuff that's left in the sink all the time.
Yep.
You know, the place is just plastered with signs of what you can and cannot do. And literally, you'll see people picnicking right below a sign that says, no picnicking.
Yeah, they can't read.
Did you find the Facebook page?
I don't think it exists. I'm having a hard time.
Ashley can't find it.
I found Friends of Wadsworth Trails in Ohio, but that's not... Middletown.
All right, we're going to find it.
So, Michael, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much for giving us some attention.
No, absolutely.
Keep the good work, man.
You know, people pooping in the woods, that's when they're doing it on a regular basis, that got our attention.
There's at least a dozen trails off of the main trails where people have made it their place to go.
Right.
Poop.
It's Stinky Park. Yep.
Ugh.
So it's a health issue now when you've got dirty diapers, used tampons.
It's gross.
People remove, you know, pooping and peeing everywhere, and the land and the water, and they're swimming in the water. Yeah, the water does not, even though it's coming down a falls, it's pool, so it's not moving out of that pool very quickly.
Yeah, if they're pooping in the woods, what do you think they're doing in the water?
Exactly. You know?
All right, Michael. Thank you.
Well, we'll keep plugging. I truly appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Michael Pasquale.
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 Hey.
Concerned citizen. We have someone else calling about the park?
We have two people calling about the park. One is in that Facebook group that we can't find, and the other one has a different theory on why the trash is everywhere.
All right. Jennifer in Middlefield is in the Facebook group. What are we doing wrong? We can't find it.
Look up Friends of Wadsworth Park or Wadsworth Falls.
Are you spelling Wadsworth right?
Yes.
Okay. What is it? Friends of Wadsworth Park?
Friends of Wadsworth Falls.
Wadsworth
Friends
Falls.
Of Wadsworth Falls.
When I type in Friends of Wadsworth Falls, I get Wadsworth Falls State Park in Middletown. That's the only one that I'm getting.
That's it, no?
Huh. He said no.
Oh, no, the official?
Oh, it must be a private group. Maybe you have to be invited in.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Is it a private group?
I think it is a private group.
Well, they
have. Always look up Julie Hurlberg, who's an admin of the group.
Hurlberg?
Hurlberg. H-U-R-L-B-U-R-T.
Hurlberg.
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 H-U-R-B.
Julie Hurlberg.
H-U-R-L-B-U-R-T.
H-U-R-L-B-U-R-T.
Right.
There are several, so I'm just adding them all.
Okay. And, what did you want to add to the conversation, Jennifer?
Well, I give credit to Julie and Michael for both going down there and cleaning up on a regular basis, because it is quite a disaster. These people are there after the park closes, okay? They're starting fires with charcoal. They're leaving them up against the trees. They're carving into the trees. They're destroying the park itself. They have broken into a church right up the road where they've parked because there's not enough parking spots for all the people that converge on the park. There's only 20 spots available for parking. And it's supposed to be, you go in, you look at the falls, you maybe go for a hike, and then you leave. It's not meant for all-day use. And that's what these people are doing. They're coming in there, they're having their picnics, they're having parties, they're bringing in their alcohol, and it is just so disgusting the way they leave it.
Animals.
Right. Non-Wadsworth.
Well, the problem is the animals are suffering. You know, there's a couple of blue herons that are there, and I see them in the morning because I'm there every morning, and it's so sad to see. There's garbage in the water.
No, brown heron.
Oh,
exactly, but it really is. It's so terrible.
This keeps getting worse.
Yes, and like you said, it has been going on for so many years, and we just want them to pick up after themselves. Go in, enjoy it, but leave it the way you found it. You know, they're throwing the garbage into the bushes, and when DEP comes out to clean up, they only clean out the areas that are open. So anything that's left in the bushes is left there. They don't go into the bushes to clean it up. And we just like for them to just be a little more respectful, that's all.
Yeah. Good luck.
Nice theory.
You know?
Yeah. In theory, yes.
Hold on. Steve from Meriden is on. He has a theory. Steve, you're on.
Yeah. You know, I live in Meriden. I go to Wadsworth Falls often. And I saw one of the DEP guys there, and I asked him, what the heck? The garbage can's right there. Why is it spread all out? These people are pigs. And he says it's not really people. It's animals pulling it out of the garbage cans and stuff and dragging it all around in the woods.
That's a good answer.
Jennifer, what do you think of that?
No, there is no garbage cans at the falls. There's signs posted that says carry out what you carry in. Just like any other state park. If you go to a forest, there's no garbage cans there either.
All right, so some carry of it could be from animals in. Pulling it around, but most of it is just people just leaving stuff behind.
Why wouldn't there be garbage
exactly.
cans, though? Why shouldn't there
be? Yeah, closed. You should have garbage cans, definitely.
There's no picnicking there. You're not supposed to stay all day. You're not supposed to bring your food there to picnic. The other side of the park, which is located in Middletown, has the picnic area. The Falls Park does not. It is just meant for a short stay visit, not an all day visit.
Well, then put garbage cans there.
The folks stay all day.
Well, you have to talk to the DEP because they had them there and then they pulled them out. Now, the DEP, they have one person that's there all the time, you know, during the week. There's one person, and on the weekends, there's somebody there as well to patrol the parking lot.
Yeah, we just can't be mommy and daddy to every single person. People have to do the right thing. And
exactly.
I'm sorry, I lost faith in most. Not most, but some people.
Well, here's the thing. I mean,
majority.
Most people, when they bring their stuff in, they have a bag. They're carrying it with a bag.
Yeah.
Why not put your garbage in that bag and take it with you?
Right.
And find a dumpster somewhere.
Plan accordingly.
Yes.
You see a field after a concert?
Yeah.
It's like, what the hell?
Yeah, it's a mess.
You couldn't carry this stuff with you and then dump it in the garbage can as you're walking out.
Exactly, like a movie.
Speaking of concerts, Jimmy Copligan.
Especially around water areas.
Jennifer, thank you for calling. Thank you for being concerned. Steve from Meriden, thanks for checking in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you both.
All right. Sean called up 2 hours ago with a poop story, and we got to get it on the air. Then we're going to take a break and come back with Jimmy Copley. Go ahead.
Hey, man. Enjoying the show as usual.
Thank you.
So, about 10 years ago, I was cruising around Litchfield Hills area, I'll just say. Plenty of woods around. I had digested nothing that day, eaten nothing that day other than about 3.5 grams of mushrooms.
Oh, okay.
And, what kind of mushrooms?
The kind that make things go weird?
They weren't portobellos. You can't get them in the grocery store.
I gotcha. Okay.
Anyway, the girl that had been my girlfriend up till about midnight that night... was driving, and it was time to go. I was I considered myself as like an experienced woods pooper because I was a construction landscape dude.
Yeah,
found a perfectly horizontal branch in the woods, and let it rip directly into my pants.
Whoops!
So I carried my garbage with me.
You did. And rode in the trunk too.
Right into her car. Right into her car. Thus the X mark on the girlfriend.
Ah ha ha.
Yeah.
I may have seen a snake even tacked to the tree. I'm not quite sure.
Right,
it might have just been my imagination.
I'm telling you, they're there.
Right. You got in the car. Well, like, I didn't know you had. You got in the car and you were like, I didn't know you had seat warmers.
I'd be like,
I was so proud of myself. I was so proud of myself. So I looked down and I said, that ain't where it's supposed to go. I mean, directly, it couldn't have been more if I tried.
Right. Good shot. Literally. Change the eye.
Yeah. It's like a little bowl of pudding.
Yeah, just
exactly.
Be cautious.
No, it's not.
I mean, hey, I did the right thing.
Yeah.
I removed my waste from the wooded area.
You
just,
did.
Be cautious.
You did. You took it with you.
You did the right thing, see?
Yeah, you brought it in and took
you know
it out.
What?
Honey, your breath?
Phil, if Phil doesn't mind, trademark-wise, I would love to start my own autobiography as far as that was definitely the night the training wheels came off.
And,
I would love, if he doesn't mind, to put that to use because... there's plenty more where that came from.
The reaction of a boss as a guy quits his job. Some guy filmed himself telling his boss that he's quitting because she mistreated everyone in the office. And how do you think it went?
I don't know.
Hey, Sandy?
Yes.
I quit. You're for talking to Mary the way you have and been treating us. So... I'm out. Good luck.
Okay. Thank you.
That's it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anticlimactic.
Thank you.
The phone's just never going to get answered.
Yep.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You know, he's probably expecting her to say something, a big fight happening. Okay, thank you.
At least he turned in his keys.
Yeah, so go. He probably threw them. It's not like he threw them. Yeah, he threw them.
Yep, there you go.
Yeah, those are thrown keys. So that was it. That was his first salvo. I will launch these keys at the office, and then I will look her in the eye and tell her she mistreats everybody. I will curse.
Did the keys come first?
And then yes. The keys first, yes.
Yep.
Hey, Sandy?
Yes.
I quit.
Huh? No. It was I quit, then keys.
Gotcha. Okay. Well,
I
get the heads up.
Keys, you're a bitch.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Goodbye.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
He should have just walked out there.
Right.
He kept going, and like there was nothing after that.
Yeah.
Sometimes there are people who quit, and then you think to yourself, oh, that's great.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you remember the guy that quit from JetBlue? He was on some kind of, I forget what was going on, but he pulled the door, emergency door with the slide, yeah. Grabbed a beer off the drink cart and went down the slide.
Yeah, he was a celebrity for a while on that one, too. They all talk shows and whatnot.
That's how you quit.
Yeah. I think he said something over the PA.
Yeah, he did.
Right? And then he went down the slide.
Yep.
Yeah. Popped the door, grabbed a beer, went down the slide, and just that
Woo!
Was it.
Yep.
See ya.
I'm out.
Yep. That's the way you do it.
Yeah.
Throw those keys.
Have you ever quit a job? Anyone here quit?
Yeah, once. I was working as a dishwasher at a restaurant, and I was just this disgusting. So I did was like I grabbed a part of a bottle of wine and grabbed someone's order of a filet mignon. I stole that. I went into the parking lot, ate that, drank the bottle of wine, came in, and then announced I quit, and I walked out.
Like a last meal.
Exactly right, yeah.
Hmm.
You know? I ate the filet mignon with my hands.
Oh, wow.
So I have a fork, and I just ate like a hungry animal in the parking lot. I drank the bottle of wine. I flung it in the parking lot and busted it, and then came inside and said I quit.
That's not nice.
That's not nice.
How long were you working there beforehand?
About a year and a half, 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Seems like 2 weeks notice.
I mean, this guy used to like throw, like he used to make like fish soup and like throw the eyeballs out of the fish and like at my head. And like one time, like both eyeballs like sticking out of my big furry hair. And he's like, oh,
but maybe you were saying you didn't like that, but you were flubbling and he thought,
No. I spoke clearly back then. Yeah. This is before all the damage happened.
The fish eyeballs got stuck in your hair.
Facing outwards. Yeah.
Oh, stop.
Yep. Some of you going, hey, amazing
story.
Right. You shut up. You're here way too soon to be saying that.
Wait, you're here way too soon?
Yes.
You mean you haven't been here long
there
enough?
There you go, yes. Yeah, right. Again, I'm going to blame the fish eyeballs on that one.
All right, bring me through this again. So he threw the fish eyeballs.
He used to make fish soup.
I got that.
And he threw eyeballs. From both, the fish eyes.
Wait, he threw two fish eyeballs.
No. He was throwing them at me. One got stuck in my hair, and then the other one got stuck in my hair later on. It wasn't like every single one he threw. Two of them got stuck in there. Now, I wasn't paying attention because I was busy working my job, and my hair was like thick. I couldn't feel it. And I'll see him going, oh, he's got two eyeballs facing on the back of his hair.
And that both eyeballs were facing out.
According to him, yes.
Right. In position so they could see. So it looked like you had eyes on the back of your head.
That's what he claimed, yes. In his drunken manner.
Bet you had a pig head thrown at you on stage.
Yeah.
Amazing story.
Yeah,
that's
not an amazing
story. A lot of animal carcasses thrown at you.
Yeah. God, I hate you. I really freaking hate you.
It's just bad luck, AJ.
I really freaking hate you.
I've never thrown an animal at you.
I just, I just hate you. Talk among yourselves and be over here.
What cartoon did you get that from?
No cartoon.
Right.
It was Vincent's Prime Rib in Stony Brook, Long Island.
Right. Well, that makes it real then.
I was 14, 15 around there.
And you worked there for a year and a half?
Yeah.
Okay.
You used to be able to get an early work card. I forget what they called that years ago.
All that is not so amazing. It's the eyes getting thrown to the back of your head and them, facing out.
Yeah.
Well, that was what made it so epic for him. Because they're facing outwards. They got eyes in the back of his head.
We should try this again and see how many takes it takes to get to stick outwards.
My hair's not bushy like that anymore.
Takes it takes?
You how saw many my hair was like a helmet.
Takes it takes.
Yeah.
How many eyeballs do we have to throw at AJ?
Yeah,
right, exactly,
for them to stick
outward.
For two of them to stick.
We'll have to get a wig. We'll have to get like a big bushy wig.
All right.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.